Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Polls are closing in five U.S. states holding presidential primary elections. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to have given a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump on the Republican side and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Vote returns are just beginning to appear. Trump got good news Tuesday when the NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released figures that indicate that he has 50% support from Republican voters. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have new elections June 26th. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed Monday at an airbase in the country's southeast. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital on Tuesday after 2.5 years of civil war and was sworn in as the country's top vice president. Jason Patinkin reports.
Riek Machar fled Juba 2.5 years ago as South Sudan's war broke out. Now he's come back and has taken up the post of first vice president under President Salva Kiir. Machar and Kiir's forces have waged a brutal war against each other since December 2013, a few months after the president fired Machar as his deputy. The two men signed a peace deal last year, but implementation has been slow, with fighting continuing in some areas. Machar's return raises prospects that the deal can start taking effect. Jason Patinkin, Juba.
This is VOA News. 11 men, 8 of them soldiers, have been killed at a military barracks in Cape Verde. Officials in the West African nation say a disgruntled soldier is suspected of the killings. 2 Spanish nationals are among the dead. The suspected gunman is still at large. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident, in which an explosion at a power plant near the town contaminated a wide area with radiation. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke today about the desolation he witnessed when he visited the area.
The reactor encased in concrete, the empty villages, and the sense of broken lives made a deep impression on me. Let us never forget Chernobyl.
More than 200 tons of uranium are still inside the reactor site, fueling fears that new radiation leaks could occur in the area. A poll released Tuesday indicates 6 out of 10 Brazilians believe new elections could resolve the country's political crisis. The IBOPE poll showed 62% of Brazilians want President Dilma Rousseff and Vice President Michel Temer to step down so new elections can be held. Some Venezuelans were surprised Monday by rolling 4-hour electricity blackouts. The blackouts are due to a drought that has rendered hydroelectric power plants nearly useless. The government says the power outages will last 40 days. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam said on Twitter it killed Shulhaz Manan and Tane Mojumdar on Monday, calling the two pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. White House spokesman Josh Earnest spoke about the killing.
Mr. Manan set an example of dignity, courage, and selflessness, and his legacy will live on in the causes that he championed.
Several witnesses told police the assailant shouted Allahu Akbar while fleeing. The killings resemble the murders of several secular bloggers and activists in Bangladesh over the past few years. A federal judge has upheld a North Carolina law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Tuesday's ruling by U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder in Winston-Salem is a victory for Republicans who contend the law is needed to prevent voter fraud. A U.S. general said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join the Islamic State group has dropped to a tiny fraction of those entering the country a year ago. Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence for the U.S.-led coalition, Major General Peter Peterson, spoke to reporters from Baghdad. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.